Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Yesterday, we just got started on a message I've entitled, Three Little Words. And we looked at a familiar passage in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, and let me just read a few verses. Verse 38, there arose a great storm, and as they were passing over to the other side. And in verse 37, it says, then there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Now, many of them were experienced fishermen, and they obviously, because the Sea of Galilee is somewhat tempestuous and it can, in a moment's time, change, and there can be high waves and become extremely dangerous, obviously they waited as long as they felt they could, because at this point, it says, the boat was full, they were in danger of sinking. And he, Jesus, was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Why would he say that? Because he was showing them that he was indeed the Son of Man and the Son of God, that the Holy Spirit empowered him as he does, because he was very man just as us, that we can do the very same works that Jesus did, because he went to his Father. And we all face situations in our lives where we are tested to the uttermost. In their case, they were fishermen. They had life experience. They knew how deadly the situation was. But Jesus was wanting to demonstrate to them there was one in their midst that had greater power, authority over the wind, over the natural elements, and they needn't be afraid because God had a plan for them. Just as Jesus, how could he sleep so soundly? Because he knew he had to fulfill a mission that his heavenly Father had given him. And so he could go on and do the works that God had called him to do without fear. He knew his time had not yet come. And so, beloved, many times we are tested what we feel is to the breaking point. And God is wanting to speak, peace be still, to our hearts. Sometimes the situations can be so extreme and they tax the spiritual strength and stamina that you might have to the very uttermost. These were experienced fishermen, and for them to respond and react as they did, there was cause. But Jesus is greater than any calamity, any bad news, any negative report. Regardless of whatever news you might receive that may be negative in terms of your health, in terms of loved ones, we can trust the Lord that God is faithful and that He is a God who hears and answers prayer. And He is wanting us, in the midst of whatever storm you might be in the midst of, He is speaking, peace, be still. He spoke to the natural elements, but He is speaking to our hearts. He's speaking to your heart, to your soul. Peace, be still. Jesus is with you in your boat, and you are going to make it to the other side. You're not going to capsize. You will not drown. God is for you. He is with you. He has a plan and a purpose. And why do things happen? So we can learn, just as the disciples did, they didn't have to be afraid because Jesus was there with them. So let's just take a moment and look at a few characteristics of these disciples in the boat with Jesus, and we can see how much they resemble a lot of us today. The first question they asked was, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" They had to wake him up. He was asleep. He was in the natural oblivious to what was going on. But so often, that is our response to the Lord. When we go through some very painful, very difficult times, we feel that the Lord somehow has looked the other way, that he no longer loves or cares for us, that we feel that we're going down for the third time, if you will, and there is no help unless he undertakes. And so sometimes it's possible, because of the great pain and the sorrow that you might be experiencing, that you feel God does not care. They were in the boat with Jesus, but he was asleep on a pillow in the stern or the back of the boat. And the waves grew higher and higher and overflowed the boat until it was full of water. That was serious. It was in danger of literally sinking, because you can't have that many men in a boat being filled to the brim with water and a storm continuing and not expect to head down into the waves. And there are many Christians today that see the perilous times in which we are living, and they fail to see that Jesus is with them. They're afraid of sinking. And sometimes, if we're honest, we feel that way too, that the circumstances are just too great. The storm is just too fierce, and somehow we're not going to make it. In that 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 2 states, "This know also, that in the last days," these are the days in which we are living, "perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." And surely, beloved, we can see these things going on all around us. People are too busy for God. Those out in the world, you know, so many feel that, you know, they don't need God. They're strong. Who needs God? If you need religion, you just have to have a crutch. You don't have the ability, the wherewithal in yourself to make it. But beloved, we need to seek God in prayer. We can never allow our lives, our schedules, to be so cluttered, so busy, that we are not spending time with the Lord in communion, in prayer, in seeking his face. And for many, Bible reading, well, yeah, that's out because they're too busy. They get up in the morning and they have to rush off to work and deal with the freeway situation. And, you know, in many cases, and I know Christians, they don't go to church on Sunday morning. Or perhaps, you know, maybe it's every other Sunday morning. And that's about all the time they feel they can allot to their religious or spiritual needs. And we certainly can't offer any of our time to the benefit of Christ's body, because we simply don't have time. Isn't that amazing? All the time-saving conveniences we have and no one has time. Think about that. And of course, well, we have time to watch a few hours, 2 or 3 hours of TV every night. Why? Well, we're listening to the news. We just need to relax a little bit. And we certainly don't have time to do other things that need doing. Why is that, beloved? Well, yes, it's a sign of the times in which we're living, but we are supernatural beings. We have a physical body, but we are eternal beings. Our spirit will be alive, and we get to choose as human beings where our spirit spends eternity, either with God or with Satan and his hosts. And in the end times, we know the Bible tells us plainly that men will have a form of godliness, but they will deny the power of God. It took just three little words from the lips of Jesus. That's all it took. And the howling winds ceased, and the tossing seas quieted. But the disciples were so scared, they forgot who was in the boat with them. They really, basically, when they woke him up and said what they did, they were accusing Jesus of not caring about their safety. And if we're honest, when the battle has really raged, haven't we done that? We might not have expressed it, but we've been thinking it in our hearts. When the battle has raged, we have been guilty of this very same thing, because human nature is the same. And one of the reasons why people can't trust the Lord to speak those three little words in their behalf is because many times they aren't aware of the power that Jesus has today. Because there are many that stand in the pulpit and they deny the power of God. Oh, they preach. They may even give altar calls and invitations. A lot of people may respond and come down to the front. Many may be baptized. They may be saved. But the astonishing thing is the preacher will deny the power of God. And many times in certain denominational settings, they will do that. Miracles aren't for today. That was for the establishing of the early church. Beloved, all I know is Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we have no other scripture, we could say that, well, whatever Jesus did when he came physically to this earth, well, his heart hasn't changed. God's compassion has not dried up, and God is just the same today as he was then. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that forever love is yours today for this moment, for your life right now, for all of his people. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me, and we'll just continue on in a similar vein on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information, and should you have need of prayer, all you have to do is write down that contact information and I will pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to your heart. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,